It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Basketball and Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Basketball is brought to you by ASC Warranty, Baxter Real Estate, Centennial Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Carol Tucker Auto Parts, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Locker Room, Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance, Strider Consulting, River City Flooring, United Country Realty, White River Materials, and Southern Breeze Real Estate. Now let's go courtside with the voice of Mountain Home Bomber Basketball, Matt Sharp.
And thank you very much, Audrey Young, and good evening, everyone, from Goblin Arena on the campus of Harrison High School. We have to issue an apology. We were late getting on the air. We apologize for what we've missed. We are in the first quarter right now with about 3 minutes left. It is Mountain Home leading 6-3 over Harrison in this girls matchup. Normally, the pregame show is brought to you by Coleman Family Dentistry, and the opening tip-off is brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Scott Tabor. Well, now it's 6-5 after a rebound and a basket by Shaylee Ward right there underneath the goal. Over on the other side, Annie Norcross tries a three on the right side, misses everything, and the rebound comes to Harrison. Joining me for the game is Brad Coleman. And Brad, what I've missed so far looks like it's been kind of a defensive battle.
It is kind of a defensive battle tonight, Matt.
And Claire Barger gives Harrison their first lead of the evening. It's 7-6 now. Harrison with the lead on the Lady Bombers. 2:20 left in the opening quarter. She just had an opening lead there, Brad.
Yeah, Harrison's got some big girls down low, and that's going to be key for the Bombers tonight, the Lady Bombers tonight, is can we stop those big girls? One's a sophomore. Reese Ricketts has been with them. We've seen her come up through the ranks, and now she's here in the high school side, and she's kind of a force down low, and that's going to be the key tonight, focus on stopping her.
And back on the other end, Mount Tom turns the ball over on the Parker Husky loses it out of bounds. Checking in just a moment ago for Harrison was Jenna May Jones, a 5'9 junior for the Lady Goblins. The ball goes down to Shaylee Ward down a low block. She loses the handle of the ball, was knocked away, but Harrison's able to keep possession as it rolls back to Jones. Ball goes over on the left side to Barger. She dribbles toward the low block, puts up the jumper off the glass and in. Claire Barger with 4 points, and it's now 9-6 Harrison with 1:45 left in the opening period. Husky dribbles towards the lane, kicks it over to Wilbur. Ball goes back over to Husky. I'm sorry, that's Mullen with it on the right-hand side. She tries a three, will not go, and the rebound comes to the Lady Goblins.
You know, Matt, that's what we're going to have to do tonight, shoot the threes. Harrison plays a matchup zone where they stay inside and kind of roll around man-to-man out of that zone, and that's how you're going to have to beat them, is shoot from the outside.
Back over on the other end, Claire Cecil tries a jumper in the right corner. It will not go, a little too strong. Back the other way, Mount Tom gets the rebound, but tried to throw the ball down the paint to Lauren Waymire, just a little wide of her, and goes out of bounds underneath the basket, and Harrison will get it back with 1:14 left.
Good look by Cam there, just threw it a little out of the reach of Lauren, who was down underneath the goal.
Mount Tom going with the full court man. Harrison quickly back the other way. Claire Barger gets by her defender, finds Shaylee Ward down on the low block for the easy layup. Good. 11-6 as Harrison, I believe, is on an 8-0 run right now. Ball goes over to Waymire, now over on the right side to Husky. Husky will dribble to the corner. Now it goes back up toward the wing. Gives it up top to Wilbur, over on the left side to Kay Jackson. She tries the three, a little too strong, and the rebound is chased down by Annabelle Massengale for the Lady Goblins.
Lady Bombers are getting the shots they want, Matt. They just got to convert and get them to get in the hole for us.
Mm-hmm. Claire Barger dribbling just inside the half-court stripe. Don't know if they're going to try to hold for the last shot of the period or not. Dribbles over to the right wing. Now goes back up between the circles. A little closer to the half-court stripe now. 23 seconds left in the quarter. Takes the screen, drills over to the right side. Now she's going to drill down towards the lane, loses the handle of the ball, and I tell you, that's just unfortunate for Harrison there.
Yep, but good break, good defense there by Kate, staying with her the whole time, staying in front of her. She dribbled it right off her foot. Now Mountain Home's got a chance to get the last shot here and see if we can't convert. Ball will be us starting the second quarter, so we can get a 2-for-1 here.
Here's Mullen into the front court, 8 seconds left in the quarter. Dribbles to the right side, kicks over to Husky there on the wing. Now down to Mullen in the corner. 1 second left. She's going to try for the reverse layup. She couldn't get it to go. It wouldn't have counted because she didn't beat the buzzer anyway. And we've reached the end of the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one, Harrison leading Mountain Home 11-6. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.